On June 18, 2009, I spoke with Maureen A. Bornholt, Program Manager of the Office of Offshore Alternative Energy Programs for the Minerals Management Service of the Department of the Interior. I asked Bornholt about her impressions of the participants at Energy Ocean 09.
Maureen, you are heading the Alternative Energy, well, it's no longer called the Alternative Energy. Tell us what the name of your outfit is that you're running right now.
Okay, I work for the Minerals Management Service, and we are the Office of the Renewable Energy Programs within the MMS.
Now, you gave one of the keynote speeches at the beginning of this event, and since then, you've been talking with people that are involved in one way or another with this. What is their reaction? Is it they see you like the lion tamer, or do you like herding cats? How are you seen, do you think?
I think that, well, first of all, it's amazing the energy here. We just came off of the panel of the Maine, people describing what the Maine, the state effort is, and talk about energy, talk about optimism and the can-do attitude. What is it, what the state motto is, I lead? And that's what we want to do. We want to lead with them, partner with the state. And so I think that there's a realization that we can help move forward and facilitate and help them get those dreams, get to those renewable energy goals that the state has, very aggressive goals, help them achieve those things. So I think we are there. We're together. I'm just excited, energized by this level of excitement and people with the can-do attitude to make it happen.
Now, you have experience with the oil and gas parts of MMS in the back, so you've had dealings with the sort of interface of states and, in some cases, municipalities and the federal agencies. How is that going to work out with alternative energies or with...
I think that it gives us, at least my office, a well-rounded experience. We have some folks like Tim Redding that works for me that has developed five-year oil and gas programs. So we understand what the strengths are and what the things that we need to work on. And so when we developed our program, when we developed our regulatory framework, we kept an eye on what did we like and then what did we know we could improve on. And one of the things was the coordination with the states and the locals. Fortunately, Congress gave us that ability to do that with the mandate to consult and coordinate with localities. So I think that's our main centerpiece, is this partnering with the states. If the states, for instance, Maine, they're really gung-ho, we're going to make it work. If the state said, you know what, I really need to have more information, I'm not quite sure, then we can partner with them on those data-gathering efforts to give them the information to see, are they ready to go? If they are, we are too.
So not shove them along, but nurse them along. Then.
Exactly. We're going to work together, kind of like oxen in a yoke, pull together.
Now, one of the things, there's going to be a whole set of fees of different types. Mm-hmm. Now, how are the different entrepreneurs reacting to the different sizes of fees that are being proposed?
Well, no one likes to have to pay anything. We all want it for free. And Congress said, hey, we need to have a fair return for use of this public resource. It's not just the developers off of Maine's. It's everybody's. It's even the person that's sitting in North Dakota. It's their ocean as well. And so we did create a flexible fee schedule, and with consideration for departures and waivers, mm-hmm. particularly at the onset, I think. Because, you know, this is all new. It is costly to operate in the ocean, and we are sensitive to those challenges.
Is there any concern about consolidation, that is, of many entrepreneurs and small businesses rapidly becoming just one large company that decides to move that and kind of may perhaps not be as attentive to local detail as say, a lot of small companies?
I think that's a very good point to raise. And I think that the way we have developed our framework and the key thing, the key issues, are consultation, safety, and protection of the environment. I think with those three as kind of our shield maidens, we can avoid the issue of having people out there that perhaps are not at the operating level considered of protecting the environment or the health and safety of the folks that work for them out in the oceanscape. So we're not so much worried about that, but it's a point to definitely keep in mind as we move forward because it is an emerging technology and emerging industry.
It almost seemed like a gold rush in the sense that it was just several years ago a whole spray of applications came to Maine and doubtless elsewhere along the coasts. And some have come and gone. One in the Kennebec River kind of came and went very quickly when they felt local hostility happened. But mm-hmm. In general, are you finding out from these different entrepreneurs that they're getting a positive reception from the local land entities that they have to deal with?
I think they are, and again, just as exemplified by our main panel just several minutes ago, with that kind of reception, I think that developers are realizing, hey, we have a receptive audience here in the states and the locals. Let's go talk to them before we come and talk to the federal government with an application. I think that probably was the case with the Cape Wind situation. You know, how can we avoid that kind of long process? Because that's expensive not only in dollars to the developer in the states and the feds, but just expensive to these goals of reaching these renewable energy portfolio standards. So I think the reception is positive. I think that they're seeing and they're beginning to meet folk that they need to talk to in the state. It's not just coming to the Fed.
And finally then, where are we in the process? You talked in your keynote about a final rule.
Right.
Has that final rule been finalized and is now going to be implemented?
Yes, the final rule did appear in the Federal Register on April 29th, and so we're ready to go.
All right, well, I think you look like you have a lot of anticipation. It's going to be a very interesting ride for the next couple of years.
It's going to be incredibly exciting. It really is, and it's funny. I take a look at my federal career, which has been a long one, and who would have thought that kind of in the twilight of my federal career, I'd be able to be initiating something that is going to go beyond me, beyond the folks that we're working with, to be here for a long time, producing clean, renewable energy for the nation.
Well, very good. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.